Hello everyone, my name is Yoge Tsukasaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, handpan player, and live looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life for a better quality of life. So today, I'd like to talk about why we can't find what we really want to do. So yesterday I talked about do what you really want to do, because when we are doing what we want to do, we are really into it. We forget ourselves and we are one with the object. What you do. So if you are just one with that object, you just get out of the time, you just get out of the this like illusion and the past and future thinking mind, like everything seems to be working in yourself. But actual just illusion, creating by yourself. So you create your thought, that's how you suffer yourself. But when you're doing what you really want, you just into it and you just beyond just good or bad, you're just like non-duality, and there are many people, especially in Japan, there are many younger people who can't find what they really want to do, and they actually even have no idea what they really like. That's a problem, because it means actually they can't find, or they have no idea what kind of things move their heart. So they actually, for them, there's nothing that moves their heart, and so they're not actually curious to anything. That's how they say, oh, I have no idea what to do, or there's nothing I really want to do. Which means they're just too busy to think about it, or their heart actually don't work properly. Because there must be something for anyone. There must be something that moves their heart. There are like many things in this world, so anyone can find what they like or what they dislike. But if your heart is not working, if your thinking mind is too busy, or if you get too tired, or if your mind is still too busy, and your mind is not clear, you have no idea what to do, you have no idea anything, you have no idea for what kind of things you're curious. And so that you need to clear your mind first. Then you'll be more sensitive to your surroundings. You'll be more sensitive to what is actually going on in yourself, not outside of yourself. So basically, most of us actually are very influenced by information outside of yourself. You know, news and media and social medias. And we subconsciously judge them, and we subconsciously judge ourselves. You know, oh, I am better than this, I am worse than this. We're always doing these kind of things, you know, subconsciously, judgment. However, if you have time, if you have if you have time to do mindful work, meditation, have some time, spare some time to focus on yourself, what is actually going on in yourself, that brings you to the world that you can explore yourself and you find yourself. Then you will find what you actually wanted to do, even if it's something what you thought when you were childhood. It's really good that you remember, oh, I wanted to do this, you know, and that was my dream, you know, when I was a child. It's good. So I've been talking about this, just stay in the moment, mindful work, just stay in the moment, just feel yourself, experience what you really feel without judgment, so that you can find, oh, I actually touched this. I am really curious to this and that. Then you do something. That's the next step, though. So when you're curious to something, you just go to look into it. Then you try something new. If you try something new, your life will be exciting. You'll be excited about it. You know, it's always exciting that you challenge something new. And like, excitement is something really important for our life. Not too excited, but just you feel that, oh, I'm excited about this, or I'm curious to this. That feeling. So if the ability that you perceive that you perceive any kind of information or environment or what, you know, it's you should be more sensitive. You should be you should have more wider view. Which means, like, it's so fresh that it's something like how children look this world. Everything is fresh, everything is new. It all depends on how you look at this world. When you're trying something, when you're trying to do something new, it's like world can be fresh for you. So just have some time, spare your time to work, mindful work, as much as possible, as frequent as possible. Then you hear, you listen to your heart. That's how I can find what I really want to do. Thank you very much for listening my podcast. Have a good day and have a nice, mindful day.